good week?
Yeah, I did. Jerry came and I've never had anybody go out and spend time with me, like showing me how to go out and meet people and do the cold call stuff, which was really helpful for me to see it. I've made it so much more complex than it has to be.
Yeah.
You know, and every time Jerry'd ask me a question, I'm thinking, you know, about the whole realm of things, and he's thinking very basic, and I'm doing my best to turn around and try to come back to the basics, because I think that's where it's at. You can't just, you know, that's where we get into the problem of trying to tell people too much, you know, or try to explain too much.
Yeah.
You know, so it was extremely helpful. Had a lot of fun, obviously, you know, with Jerry. But yeah, I think I learned a lot.
I got that problem with warm calls, trying to talk too much.
Yeah, you know what, and it's funny, because my upline and I were talking, and I have an easier time talking to someone I don't know about it than I do about people I know about it, and don't ask me what the psychology behind that is.
Oh, well.
Oh. So how have you guys been? How was your week?
It was a pretty good week. It was kind of a down month, but a good week.
Yeah. Well, that's probably disappointing after your month before, huh?
It is, because, you know, you were talking about it, you worked so hard for that month before, and then the next month comes along and you don't have all the leads that you were building up for that one month.
Yeah. It takes some time.
Yeah.
I mean, it just does, and then you've got to repeat that cycle again, it seems like, you know, unless you're lucky enough to have people come along and you've got people that are kind of developing, you know, at different speeds. And then you have, you know, at least that's my take on it, don't you think?
I think so. The last couple of P1 calls that we've done in the evenings has kind of stressed the point that we need to take that initial sequence launch and get these people, get your sign-ups to follow along and moving, and that's kind of where we're kind of struggling, is getting those people to move.
Well, there's a way to do that. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It sounds like a limited group tonight, but let's check out how our teams are doing here. Dave, I heard you and Rhonda are here. And are you complete or incomplete?
Well, we're complete plus right around 35.
Gosh. For a good reason then for not being in Montana, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Totally cool. We're going to have to hear that one tonight. Linda.
Complete.
Way to go. We missed you, though.
Thanks. I missed it.
Yeah, they've probably been bubbling all over you, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of nuggets, as they say.
Peggy.
Wait.
Hey, you know what we're dealing with here? The Fantastic Four has got some serious numbers here. That's 15 plus 35. That's it's going to be tough to beat 50, I would think. All right, Ron, are you here?
Above five.
Oh, Rich, are you here? What?
If we're
Jenny.
Here, we get way more points.
The whole team. I mean, you're the hell here. Jenny, are you here?
I'm here. I'm complete.
Okay, can you start for yourself so you can get a better gain on this?
Sorry, I'm on a new phone, and I've got a 3-year-old pounding on the door. Complete.
Okay. Have you been in touch with Ron or Rich this week?
I have not been able to reach either one of them.
I think Ron has been out of phone contact in a tracking job. Because I've talked to him a couple times, but it was just 3 or 4 days ago. And Sherry?
I'll bring some bread in.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Sherry, complete or incomplete? Did you guys lose a sister in the process here?
apparently. I swear we didn't leave her in Montana.
You got her home anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's an amazing thing that we have only one person on this call who got a chance to be in Montana, so you're going to have to carry the load. And we also have to find out from Dave Ronda how do you get complete plus 35. So hit us.
Ronda's going to have to talk on that one because she's the one that did it.
Well, Dave, you're always talking on this call. Ronda, you're always so demure and in the background and just munching people. Are you like sort of like quietly just dominating the landscape?
What I did is I went down to Hoop Fest with our water and a pair of mag steps. Just talked, went up to people, started talking to them, asked them if they were interested, and showed them what the water could do and what the mag steps did, and handed out information, and
it wasn't hard finding people then, huh?
Pardon?
It wasn't hard finding a group of people?
Hard at all. They were walking past in hordes.
Wow. Any interest?
Yeah, there was some. I handed out, cards and information. They took it and listened to what I had to say.
Is there anything that you would have added to it or done differently?
I would have been more organized, but some of them asked me, well, why don't you have a booth? And, maybe next year I'll do that.
Yeah, you may have to pay for a booth, but...
Right.
But that was a terrific way to think. Did you get any names and numbers from people?
Can we turn the coffee off?
That's, I guess, one of the things I should have changed, because I gave them my information and my business card and, that they had made up special for Hoop Fest, but I didn't get the name.
Does he have a suggestion on how to get those names when you're in that kind of situation?
Well, I was prepared for it, but in the end I was kind of unorganized. I had a clipboard with space for them to put their name and email address and stuff, but I don't know. A storm came up. We had to run out of there, and we got drenched. And...
What are some strategies that you all might use on a team, right, just to kind of throw it out to the team here, to make certain that you got their name instead of you giving them yours?
Not having material to give to them, telling me that you have something you'd like to give to them, but you don't have it with you, you just ran out of it or whatever, and could you have their name and number and mailing address?
That works for me. Can everybody see how that might be something to try?
Yep. No business cards.
Yeah, so I really almost never have business cards. Because you want to tell them the truth. Nope, I don't have any business cards on me.
Okay.
let me get your stuff down and I'll mail you some things. What were the areas that you were most interested in? That sort of thing. And then that way I got the ability to call them back.
Thanks.
Good job. All right, today then... I got a couple things. My son came home unexpectedly. It was his birthday. We didn't expect him to be here. And he came home from Alaska. So I'm going to skip over to that. I would like you all to just kind of, because you're all haired over leaders and very nearly making your volumes, I would like Sherry to give you an entire synopsis on why they should have been there this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. How do I do all that? Oh, my goodness.
You can do it, Sherry, if anybody can.
Oh, okay. First of all, it was unbelievable. Second of all, the leaders that were there were so clear on what they did to build their business. it wasn't just this great hoorah pep talk thing. It was each leader that got up said, this is specifically what I did. This is what I did that works. This is what I did that didn't work. I went up to Steve and Sharon Weinstein at the dinner and asked them, what's the one thing you wish you didn't do that you think slowed down your business, and what is the one thing you did that you think catapulted your business or was the best thing that you did? And so Steve Weinstein said, the worst thing I ever did was throw up Nikken. And he said, I threw it up all over the place when I first started. And he said, that was terrible. And then she said, the best thing that she did, that they did together, was any time they wanted to reach a rank, they printed out their picture with the rank underneath it, like announcing them as this new rank. And then they put it in their car, in their wallet, on their mirror, on their fridge, you know, everywhere that they could see it. And that they made that commitment that that's what they were going to do. One other thing that I found so helpful was when I was listening to Pat Terry and Mac McDonald in the training Saturday morning. They talked about when they had their first meeting, they had 30 people there. Five of them were interested. And so what they did is that they said, okay, next week you need to have your first meeting. And they drew it out Monday through Friday, and they took those five people and they said, okay, what day do you want to have your meeting? Pick one. So they picked a day, just because they were told. They, you know, one guy said, okay, I'll have it Monday. And they said, okay, here's the days left. What day do you want to have yours? And so they were just, every single one of those five picked a day. And then what they did was they said, okay, for your meeting, anyone that you invite to your meeting that can't come to your specific meeting, I want you to plug them into one of these other four meetings. And they cross-pollinated those meetings and then just kept going from there. And to me, that made so much sense, but something I never would have thought of. But anyway, that's just tiny clip, but everything else was so amazing. And all the information was like that from all the leaders. You just ask them specifically, and they will tell you specifically. They're there to help you. So I got just a ton out of it. Ta-da. Everybody still there?
Yay.
Okay, maybe Jerry's still talking to his son. So what else can we say about the weekend? Edwin's was very funny. Very, very funny. Sometimes we were laughing when no one else was, but very funny. Bob Richards was there, and he gave a very inspiring talk at the leadership dinner. And for me, when I was sitting there listening to him, he was the ultimate servant leader. And I compare that to corporate America and go, you know, I've seen my president and my CEO give lots of speeches in front of the entire company. And none of them even came close to giving the amount of credit back as Bob Richards did. Ann Bodak was there, and she talked about just the importance of using the rhythm of Nikken, because she was saying, you know, what we have coming up is going to just explode the company. And if we're not all together on the same page, moving our businesses forward with that rhythm of Nikken that was created, the 90-day planner, then we're going to miss the huge growth that is being set out for us. So that was kind of her message to us. How am I doing on time?
Good.
So who all went?
I think we're the only two here that can report back.
Shoot.
Talk about what Steve Weinstein did with the coffee shop thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
so cool. You know, when you sit down to make your calls, well, first of all, he goes out and he meets people. He'll go join these groups
and like, I don't know, you know, a Toastmasters or a medical group or, you know, just any kind of community gathering, get together. He'll exchange business cards with people, and then he'll take those cards. And first of all, he says, you should get on and off the phone so quickly that you should be able to blow through 20 calls in a half an hour.
Oh.
And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
How do I do that? But he said what he does is he calls him up and says, hey, this is Steve Weinstein. I met you at, you know, whatever the event was. I'd love to get together and find out what you do and talk to you a little bit more. So I have 8 o'clock in the morning open on Tuesday. What does your calendar look like? And they get their calendar out, and he schedules, you know, if he makes that appointment at 8, then he gets right off the phone, and that's it. And then he tries to do the same thing and make the next one 8:30, make the next one after that 9, the next one after that 9:30. So he goes and parks himself in a spot, and he has people coming to him. And he only meets for about 20 minutes to a half hour with them. And he said the first 20 minutes, he's just asking them questions about them, about their family, about their business, what do you do, just listening to them the whole time. And then at the end, he's like, you know what, hey, I have another appointment coming. I'm sorry, we got to cut this short. Hands him a CD and says, this will kind of explain what I do. And if you listen to that, I'll give you a call and follow up and see what you thought. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And he's out of there. That's it. And so then he just sits while people come to him and gets that CD in their hand, gets that first piece of information. And then he'll follow up, and if they had any interest, then he'll go to the next step. So.
How does he originally get their names? How does he meet them and exchange business cards?
Those people, and this is what he started doing after he kind of went through his warm market. He said he just joined community groups, community meetings, anything that was going on. He says, look at your community calendar and see what's going on and just go meet people. It could be, he said, it could be at a trade show. It could be at, like a convention where all these different doctors are getting together. You know, whatever group he goes to. I mean, you could be down at a home show or something and collect business cards, you know, and use that same kind of approach, saying, hey, I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about what you do. Let's get together for a few minutes.
Did he mention any kind of a success rate that he was having with that?
No, he didn't mention. Well, he said he had great success. He got almost everyone to the meeting. He said he had a huge success getting almost everyone there and something in everyone's hands. And then he didn't say what the success rate was as far as sponsoring. But when I did talk to Sharon that night at dinner, she said their personal goal for the month, for July, is to sponsor 31 new people frontline.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. She's never done that before, but she did sponsor 11 people in one day before.
Gee.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. No wonder they're distributors of the year, huh?
Yeah.
Where are they
from?
Where are they from? Back east somewhere.
Yeah, back east.
Everywhere. I can't remember specifically where they're from. I know it's back east. I'm thinking like Maryland or something like that. Virginia, maybe.
Really good information. Sorry, we missed.
It was great information.
Can you share more with it?
What was the thing that you said about Nathan, how he does it with, he uses the Pathfinder's?
Oh, Nathan, okay, Nathan has, and I believe he has this information on the Team Utah site. I haven't looked it up yet, but somebody else said that he did. So I went up and I asked Nathan Tuller I had one of my new people with me that went, and that was, for me, you know, next year I'm going to have every single person on my team there, especially new people, because I had a girl that just had joined me 1 month ago, went senior in her first month, and she is completely committed to go silver this month. She got so excited at that. But anyway, I went up to Nathan with her and explained, you know, that she was new and everything and what would be his best advice to her. And he said, this is what I do. He says, try to see 30 people in 1 week. And he takes a little mini flip chart of the Pathfinders, the blue one, you know, the Freedom Pathfinders ABC guide. And so what he does, he makes an appointment with people, and then he gets there, and he says, you know, hey, I have something to show you. Do you have about 20 minutes to spend with me? I don't have time to talk about it right now, and gets together with people. Then when he meets with them, he gives like 5 minutes on how he got introduced to Niken and why he did it. And then he says, and you know, I could tell you all about it. I could sit here and talk your ear off, but maybe the best thing is just to kind of give you this and see what you think. And he gives them the flip chart, the one with just the blue side, not the white side that would be like your notes. But he just gives them the flip chart and has them look through it and read through it themselves and then ask, you know, what did you like about it? What did you think? And did it spark any interest? And if it did, then he says, great. And he takes the ignition sequence guide, the shortened version, like the first 9 pages, and takes the ignition sequence DVD of Rick Murphy and gives both of them to them and says, okay, great. Here, why don't you take a look at this? Look at this sheet. I'll call you up in, you know, a day or 2 days or whatever, and we'll just go from there. Tell me what you think. So then they go through, they decide where they're at, 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5. And when he calls them up, he says, hey, well, where do you think you're at in that thing? And then say, you know, I'm a 4, I'm a 5, you know, whatever. And he says, great, let's get you started. And even if it's just, oh, I think I'm just a wholesale person. Okay, great, let's get you signed up and get you started with that. He says, I'll do anything that they want to do, that they choose. But he said, if there's no interest, great, thanks for meeting with me. He says, I'm in and out of there in 20 minutes. It's only 20 minutes. That's what I promise him. That's what I do. It's easy. And he said the hardest thing when he first started was to not talk, to give him the ABC guide to read. Because the most important thing about that is you're teaching them how easy it is to do the business. And then they can just go do a five-minute thing, hand over the guide, and then hand over the ignition sequence things. And it just teaches them immediate duplication.
Wow. One of the questions I have, Sherry, is that prior to him, because we're always taught that we need to know what the people, you know, what the whys are, what they're wanting, you know, in life, did he know these people prior to that, or how did he go into these meetings and then just went right into the Niken information?
You know, I didn't ask him that. We did have a training before, though, that in Brody's that he was in. And I believe when they started, though, most of them, they knew the why. Some of them, you could say, hey, you know how you're always talking about how you hate your job? I'd like to get together with you for 20 minutes. And, you know, you could bring up that why that way in just the introduction. But I think that, now Nathan, he's just in and out in 20 minutes and just whipping through them. Now, when you watch, who is it that says they do the 40-minute presentation? And 20 minutes are finding out the why, talking to them about it, and then the next 20 is the next little presentation. Is that Jeff M. Blercombe, or is that, I can't remember. But anyway, no, I didn't specifically ask him that. But it sounds like he's just setting them up, just in and out. And, you know, in the ignition sequence guide, this is probably where that would come in. In the ignition sequence guide, the first page is the why.
Oh, God,
that they're
yeah.
asked to fill out. So maybe that's where it gets it in. I don't know. But somebody did tell me today that they thought it was on the Team Utah that there's the Nathan Tueller information right on there.
It used to be.
Okay, great.
It wasn't there tonight.
What was that?
It used to be. It wasn't there tonight. But But they're rebuilding the site, though. So hopefully it'll be back on.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, that was. I think one of the most important things I think in going to those isn't just sitting back and listening to everybody, but actually going up and meeting and asking questions and getting their business cards and, you know, well, networking. So, what else, Jenny? Anything to add? There was a ton of stuff.
Wow, I mean, it was just, it was the best thing I'd ever been to.
Yeah.
It was great to be able to be part of such a huge organization and still be able to sit down at a dinner and have, like, your director of sales and marketing right there at the table and you know, be able to go around and network with the top people in the company and just, I don't know, it's just, incredible. Somebody approached me at work the other day and say, hey, I'm, you know, in this new company and you know, this is what we're doing and this is just amazing. It's been around for 8 years and they already have 6 millionaires that they've produced. They just smiled and nodded and said, you know, great for you. And it, you know, she can go, I got to hang out with a few of these people. She flew to, oh gosh, I don't even know where, but somewhere back east for this. Get together and said, you know, oh, I got to network with these people. And I thought, wow, we can, you know, drive down the road and network with the same caliber of people. We don't have to fly across the United States. It's just to see the support behind the company was incredible. Just to hear how everything was just geared for us, how they're just working, you know, like crazy to make things work for us and help us be successful. I just, you know, it's like going to the headquarters and looking around and seeing what's in place for us and the support that we have and what is actually running, you know, or the core of the businesses that we have. It's just, you know,
and while we were there, Pat Terry and Mac McDonald went Royal Diamond.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And in fact, kind of a side note,
as an aside, yeah, Brody found out first. Evidently, the call came in, and he got it first, but he ran up and on stage and took a break and said, I have an announcement. As of 3 minutes and 40-some seconds ago, Pat Terry and Matt McDonald just went Royal Diamond, and everybody just exploded, and it was so cool.
Oh, that's cool. Really cool.
Oh, yeah, it was so cool. What was that?
What a time to do it.
Oh, I know. They were thrilled. And they were the next people scheduled to speak anyway. We were just taking a 5-minute, you know, rub shoulders break. and that's what happened. So that was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. And Ann Bodak, when she was talking about the 90-day planner, and she was trying to give us some context of why it was created. She had a fantastic analogy, and she said, you know, she went diamond before she was 30. She went Royal Diamond shortly after that. I mean, she has accomplished a lot. She was on an Olympic swim team for Canada, and she compared her swim training to her planning abilities. She said, I don't know how not to plan. I don't know how not to lay everything out. I was doing swimming strategies when I was 10 years old. And she said, you know, her favorite coach that she had would break up, I think it was a mile swim, and he'd break it up into quarters, however long the length was. He'd break it up into quarters. And the first quarter, she said, all I would concentrate on is a smooth stroke and just getting going, feeling good, nice smooth stroke. So the second quarter, I would try to increase my speed a little bit, and, you know, self-talk, you're doing good, keep that nice stroke. And so the third quarter is where, and, you know, her coach would be yelling out times all along the way so she knew she was on track or not. She knew exactly what she had to do to be on track for that quarter. And then the third quarter, she said that's when everything would burn. And she said, but I just expected it. It would burn. I knew it would burn. And I expected that. And then I had to just concentrate on not hitting my thumb against my leg. And I had to concentrate on my and pulling back the water and not pushing through the water. And I knew that that's... Hang on, my daughter's leaving.
Bye.
Okay. But I knew that that would happen, and I just went ahead and pushed through it. And then the last quarter, I'm just concentrating on bringing it home, Listen to the time, bringing it home. And she said, you know, she talked about how we should plan out our month like that in the weeks. You know, the first week, just get going, get out there, do it. And, you know, the second week, push a little more, go a little harder. And she said, the third week, it's probably going to burn. You're going to have things that are going to happen. Things are going to fall apart. But you have to know that it's still going to happen. And then the fourth week, you're just pushing to bring it home. And that's why she said you should use those planners and break up your goals down to the week so that you can get that, you know, get the, your goals accomplished. And said that's the way she accomplished her Royal Diamond, and that's the way she just lives her life, and that's what they want us to do. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Is Jerry back yet?
Is this all taped?
They said they did, that they taped everything.
Is it
and
available for us?
Yeah, I think it, I'm sure it will be in Focus on Growth. Right? Was there?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's... What was that?
Yeah,
it was it Focus on Growth or Blue Ribbon?
Yep. It was Focus on Growth.
Okay.
That's
that. So,
I
have
to, so I hope so.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, Edwin's talk, it'll be called... It's something like, instead of how to win friends and influence people, it's something like... how to not have any friends and offend people. And basically it's, if you don't want your business to grow, do this. And then he went through all of these extremely funny things, like, you know, bad breath and hygiene and be offended and, you know, all that stuff.
Take everything personal.
Take everything personal, yes. So, anyway, it was pretty funny. So how's everyone else?
I have a question. You know, one of the things
to get back in.
Yeah. What was that?
I have a question. You know, because everybody over there is around Spokane. If I would come to like Spokane at least once a month, when would you suggest that I do that?
Not the last week in the month because we're all scrambling.
Well, I'm just wondering as far as what's going on, as far as meetings go and that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, the first Thursday... Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, I was just going to say the first Thursday of the month is more of a training. So if you have people in the area wanting to go to a wellness preview, then that wouldn't be the ideal one to take them to.
Yeah.
But if you were looking for training, that would be
okay.
A good one to come to.
Yeah. Even though when Dave did the last one, he saw where there were new people, so he kind of geared it towards them, you know. So, I mean, it's so, they're flexible.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if you have a new person that, you know, is interested in the business, that'd be good. But someone who's...
I have family over there that I would like to get to a meeting, and I'd like to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd also like to start coming over just for the camaraderie.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Are the meetings on Team Spokane?
Yes. Yeah.
Last time I looked at Team Spokane,
it was down.
Dave said it was down for a bit, but it should be back up now, I think.
Okay.
He said they were working on it.
Yeah, it's back up.
Okay, good.
Does anybody know how many previews are going on in the city? You know, Dr. Walker has them, and then there's some at the Walsh Building, and then Dave Johnson, and are there more? I know that Jerry has his own, too, doesn't he?
I think once in a while. We'll have to ask Jerry. But Dave just does them sporadically, and usually when he does, he'll tell you like a day or two before.
Yeah.
Or the day of. Yeah.
Okay.
But mostly, and Walkers, I think, has them. Don't Walkers have them on Tuesdays?
Usually a Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday, okay. And I just know that the Walsh and Associates ones, that those are real regular. I know there's somebody in the Coeur d'Alene area that was going to have them every Wednesday. But I'm not sure. Yeah,
do you
know anything about that? I don't know much about that. Jerry didn't know.
Is there any particular that you guys try to go to, or do you just kind of...
We're there every single week, no matter what.
You go to all of them?
No, we go to the Walsh and Associates ones.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're there every week, no matter what.
I've been trying to head over to Seattle because it's closer, and I think I need to start heading to Spokane.
Yeah. Now, the Seattle meetings, those are supposed to be just awesome. I mean, I look at the speakers and everything, and I think, oh, my goodness, they have such fantastic support. Have you been over there and gone to those, Peggy?
Not an actual wellness preview, but we've gone to, my brother's gone to a rhythm over there. We've gone to, I can't even think, when they bring out a new product, I can't even think.
Oh, product launch?
Yeah, launches, and yeah, they're phenomenal. They're
uh-huh.
Yeah, we had one, actually, that we went over to the Seattle launch, and the gal that won the package for the wellness home.
Uh-huh.
She had just had an experience and had just joined either that day or the day before.
Oh, you're kidding.
And she had a autistic, I believe, child, which is something I'm really interested in because I've done foster care. But she had an autistic child and got him on the sleep system, and the first night he slept through the night for the first time in his life. And he was,
wow.
He was in his teens. That was
amazing. My goodness. He what?
Was
his name? No, that was, he was too young. The thing that they showed, the little DVD that they showed, that Cade story, was he autistic?
Oh, what about it?
Was he autistic?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was.
There's a new CD out for autistic children.
Do you know the name?
Yeah, it's called Cade's Story. And I think Cade is C-A-D-E, Cade's Story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think they have it through Focus on Growth. And it's just amazing. It's fantastic. They're interviewing the parents, and they said exactly, you know, the steps, what happened. They showed the child. They showed, they said, you know, he wasn't speaking, and then, you know, he started doing his ABCs, and now he can do the whole alphabet. He can sing the song. He can read words now. He wasn't reading before. He's talking where he wasn't before. I mean, there's all of these. It's a great, great DVD, and if you know anybody with autism, you should get that CD and give to them.
I've been in foster care for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing it right now. And my parents had done it when I was younger. When I was I grew up with some foster children.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really near and dear to my heart. And the huge success that we have here is just something I want to bring to the attention of, you know, maybe the state may not be as receptive to it as some of the private agencies.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Oh, Peggy, because you're so that's such that hits home with you, you should get a bunch of those DVDs, and if you took those around to those specific places and shared, you know, what you knew from your heart, because that would obviously come through, and give them one of those DVDs, I think that'd be phenomenal. I bet you'd get great response.
Because every time I hear one of those stories, it just draws me in and amazes me. It just seems so miraculous to me. And I would just so love to be able to give, you know, people the information that they need to be able to help children achieve these things and actually begin to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Well, and they went through the 2 days. They say they mentioned all the way through it, the wellness home, and when we got the wellness home, and after we experienced things in the wellness home, you know, it's very beneficial. I think in helping you sell, you know, get across the idea that they need the whole wellness home and not just pieces.
Because I was kind of wondering, I mean, there's people that I know, and I've been thinking, well, I need to get somebody above me to bring in, you know, to talk to them about this, or have some of the parents online that have helped, you know, like on the phone line or something to do this,
mm-hmm.
have this CD as a resource. That just makes it so much simpler.
Yep. It was great. It was very well done. Very well done.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and they show him reading at the end. She's pointing to the words, and he's reading along, you know, and he's pointing to the different, like it says rabbit, you know, bunny rabbit, and, you know, and he goes through all these things where she said he couldn't do it before, so. It's great.
Did it say how long he had been, you know, on the sleep system, or how long before all the progress?
Oh, it was quickly. I can't remember how long it was. What was it, Jenny? Do you remember?
I don't remember right offhand, but I do think it was pretty quick.
I mean, I saw some results right away. And then I think it was only after a period of, I want to say, a couple months when everything started clicking really well.
That one gal that stood up at that one launch said that the first night was a huge difference because of the way he slept. You know, of course, it allowed her to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But his behavior the next day, obviously, because he had slept.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that those, like the behavior issues and things like that, those they noticed immediately. And they did mention something like that. And I can't remember from start to finish kind of where along the line they were. But yeah, she did mention some instant results on there.
That's great. Thank you for that information. I've been looking for something like that without, you know, having to make it a huge, you know, because when you go into somebody that's that busy, you know, and then say, hey, second, I need to call this person so you can listen to them, and, you know, you're afraid you'll lose them.
Yeah.
And you have a tool like that, a resource like that, and you can do it on their time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then all you would have to say is, you know what, there is something I absolutely have to share with you, and hand them that CD.
That'd be great.
You have to listen to this, yes. I mean, this could change everything for you. Please, please, please listen to this. I mean, you just, you know.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Really good. Now, that's a Focus on Growth.
Yeah, Focus on Growth. It's brand new, but it's available now, they said.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, there's exciting things going on.
There is. There is, and it sounds like whatever is coming out in August is going to be huge.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. And I think it's going to, you know, it's falling in the, like, in the nutritional line or in the consumable line.
Okay.
You don't know what it is?
You think it's a new product altogether, or?
Yeah, it's a new product altogether, but they were giving no hints. Except it was so exciting and so amazing, and that's part of why they want to get everybody on the 90-day planner and everything, because they're afraid that it's so big that people will just kind of run out, what did they say, run out helter-skelter without having a plan in place. And if we have a plan in place, while this comes out, that it could just catapult things for us.
Well, wasn't Reed Nelson talking about that new product coming out, just hinting around about the pod?
No, it's not the pod.
Hmm.
This is a consumable. I think the pod's going to come out later. It's like a new Pomeg, I believe, is coming out at some point. But this is, they're talking about a nutritional, I believe, a consumable, because they said it was in the consumable line.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and they're just really, really, really thrilled with it.
I liked how they wanted to take a different, kind of a different direction, though, instead of having it, like, be a big product launch, and it was all about the launch and all about that product.
they said, you know, they found that sales would spike and then they would drop because people would get excited about that one product and that was it. And
yeah.
they said, you want to look at the quarterly events as a business booster, and the product just kind of went along with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be excited about the product, but that was that they wanted people to look more at the business launch part of it.
Well, that's
yeah.
really intelligent, though, because that business launch gets you into habits that the people that have succeeded, you know, that's what they've done, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
And they also said...
With
oh,
it.
Yeah. They also said to really prepare people for the rhythm meeting, the launch on the 18th. They said that is not the place for a new person that knows nothing about it.
That's the way
they're
I
gonna,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, with ours, and a lot of ours is about, like, you know, going over people's successes, rewarding them and whatever, and then talking about what we're going to do, you know. And I've kind of felt like it, I don't know, that's just been my point. Has anybody else felt that way? But that's kind of something for us.
Yeah. Well, she said it's a place for a new person if you prepare them properly and you tell them, you know, this is, if they're interested in the business, and say, now you get an inside look at the company, you're going to have an inside look at the leadership, you're going to meet the leaders, because we do that, you know, via DVD. We're going to meet the leaders. You're going to see kind of what we do for people with the rewards and recognition, and then there will be a product release also. But... If someone thinks they're going to come, like, to a wellness preview or somewhere that they're going to see all the products and kind of get to know what Niken's all about, that's not it. And
uh-huh.
they said
go ahead.
Save that for, like, a wellness preview or have them go to a wellness preview first. And if they've already done that step, then say, okay, now you get an inside look at the business. That's totally different.
That's kind of what we had happen at our first rhythm here in Yakima. Everybody
mm-hmm.
brought a bunch of people and really... It, for one thing, it went way too long.
Yeah.
No, for them, they weren't as interested in it as we were. They weren't, you know, wasn't as exciting to them. So the length that it went, because we have a dinner with ours.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so this last time, I don't think we really had any prospects, but we had new
consultants.
Right, exactly.
Got it.
What about this new, the Women's Expo that's coming up? Is that in September?
That is in September. I've never been to a Women's Expo here. Has anyone else?
I've heard they're fantastic, though.
I heard that, too.
One of the gals here... Or a few of the gals here have been to them, and said they're really great.
Is Jan in charge of that, Linda, Danny?
Not sure. I bet you she is though.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm signed up for it.
Spokane.
Yeah, it's in Spokane. Forget what dates. I have a flyer on it somewhere.
Yeah, I
but
do.
But it's in September.
In September, like the. I keep thinking like the 19th or 22nd or something like that.
That sounds right. I'm trying to get all of us ladies here in Yakima to kind of caravan over there together.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it.
So is our Get Her Done team on the line, Danny? I haven't heard them.
We're here.
Hi.
Well, excuse me, wrong game.
What did they say? Wrong team?
I spoke out. We're from the
Fantastic Four. You're Fantastic Four. Where's Ron and Rich? Are they on?
Nope. They're the only one from our team for a while.
Jerry
oh, man.
Said that Rich was, he thought, was at a construction place where he had no phone service.
Oh, okay. Okay, well... Yeah, I was a couple minutes late. Apologize about that. Okay, well, should we go on to the CD and the book? I don't know where Joe went. Anyone, let's say the book. Comments from the book, anyone?
Basically, you got to have that vision, and like you had mentioned, with that speaker from Montana, where she pictured herself as the royal or the next step.
Yep.
You got to picture it and believe it and see it. And so
that
was in that first chapter of Think and Grow Rich. So that kind of stuck out. You have to have that vision. You got to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
One thing I liked on there,
go ahead, Jen.
No. Is there a delay on this phone or something? It seems like it's choppy.
Probably. We keep talking at the same time, so I'm just going to be quiet.
Okay. I just got a new phone, and it's really weird, so I don't know if I like it.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see. I liked kind of along the same line. It talks about how to pay attention to your intuition, that as long as you are choosing what you want and deciding what you're going to have, then pay attention, because you're going to tune into the opportunities, and you just have to pay attention to that and make sure that that you're not waiting for the perfect time to act, because the perfect time doesn't happen, but your intuition will tell you.
Yeah.
You know, if an opportunity comes along, you should act on.
Kind of like autism.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I was saying that's kind of like my autism, that I got the DVD, I need to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of the things that even that the Secret teaches, which is what the book is based off, is when you have that inspiration, act, because that's what you're supposed to be acting on. And what they say, the universe likes speed, you know?
Yep.
And what about that, I think it was the first chapter, where they talked about quitting 3 feet from gold.
Yeah. Who can relate?
No? I know. We don't want to quit before we hit the gold, people.
That's right.
But he learned from his mistake.
That's true.
Hey, Mexico is just around the corner. Who is all going?
Me.
We are all going.
Going to Rhonda,
are
now?
You planning on it?
What is it?
Mexico.
Oh, woohoo. Go to gold or your next rank up, you know, from...
Gold by the end of August.
By the end of August. We can all do that. You know, I'll be haired over for Jerry, and I'll go.
Yes.
We look
pretty bad in our bathing suits, but okay.
Hey, don't say that. Not if we work now.
That's right.
When does this Pathfinder class, when is the last week of this Pathfinder class?
It's probably the end of August, too, isn't it?
I think so.
You only have three more. We're on month four.
Oh, middle of August?
Oh.
Or first of August?
At the end of July. Is that what it is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's end of July.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Wow.
Well, we can still call each other.
Yeah, we have to for the month of August so that everybody
can get through gold.
Yeah.
I think that's what keeps everybody going, too, is the connections that you make and Nick and everybody you talk to. Most people talk about what's kept them going is the connections that you make along the way and the friends and the, you know, camaraderie. And
oh, yeah. And, yeah, Sherry mentioned what Pat said about, or was they mentioned with Brody. And the connection he has with them.
Oh yeah, she said they've talked to Brody at least once a week for the last 9 years.
Wow.
And that they just kept each other going.
No, that's my whole big thing, is I feel like I'm inconveniencing people and I need to stop it. I need to just
Yeah, you do.
we're all in it for the same thing. You know, I think, well, I don't want to bother them, you know, and I've got to stop doing that.
Yeah, you need to stop. You know what? I have one person that was in my line. She is no longer, but she was quite a while ago. And every single time she called me, and even to this day, the first thing she says is, sorry to bother you, but, and then she'll talk about what she's going to talk about. But it's every, there's not one time I have ever talked to this person that they haven't said, sorry to bother you, and that's how they get off the phone, too. Well, sorry to have bothered you.
That sounds negative.
It does. It is. Yeah. It is, and it comes across like that, and it starts it off that way, and it ends that way, and most of it between kind of was like that, too. So, yeah, don't think you're a bother ever to somebody.
And people don't realize that the leaders, in order for them to become leaders and to be the best that they can be, they are serving everyone that they can possibly serve. Doesn't matter who, when, what, you know, that's how you become who you are, you know, and
yeah.
Successful in the business is by helping all that you possibly can, so...
Yeah,
you know.
And you know what, Peggy, you're going to help them at the same time while you call them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Really, think of it as a courtesy call to other people, too.
Yep, really good way to look at it. Last time I'm going to do that. Last time I'm going to say that, I'm just going to do it.
Okay, done.
Success.
We're solving the world's problems all by ourselves here.
Woohoo!
That should count for some hair, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think it could count for the points.
Yeah, feeling a little warm over here.
Part of your team wasn't here, but I don't know. You guys may have, you scored some pretty good points, you and Jenny. Seriously.
Yeah, at least I think we all got warm and fuzzy. Maybe not hair, though,
right.
But we got some fuzz.
No doubt. Do we know our assignment for next week?
Well, the next three chapters of it. Book.
Harry Dorsey. Live Life to the Fullest by, or Live Life to the Max, sorry, by Liz, and I don't have her last name written down.
Liz Coker?
And the other thing, 10 to 12.
Hello?
Well, we're already past the Dare to Dream, though, so we're on the Think and Grow Rich.
We're what?
We're past the Dare to Dream.
Oh, well, then this is completely off, then.
They were slower than us on Dare to Dream. I think, because those chapters were long, but we were still doing three a week, and I don't think they were doing three a week.
So do you think it's still the other
CDs? Say that again?
Is it the two other CDs, is that still, we haven't done those yet.
No, we haven't. I think the CD assignment's the same. I think we've just moved on the book.
To the next book.
Yeah.
What was the CD assignment again?
Getting Platinum by Sherry Dorsey, Live Life Max by Liz, and I don't have her last name written down.
Okay.
Probably Liz Coker. I bet.
All right.
Okay. Come on.
I'm on my phone.
Peggy?
Yes.
I can barely hear you. Could you email that homework assignment to Rhonda and I?
Oh, sure. Can you
well,
hear me better?
Yeah.
Sure, I can email it to everybody. Do you think that the other one is Think and Grow Rich, and then the next chapter's on it, or?
The next three chapters.
So next three chapters. Okay.
4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
And, you know, Sherry Dorsey was at the expo, too.
Was she?
Yeah, and she gave a great talk, basically how she got there. But so she probably goes over that in her CD, I'm hoping, because it was really good.
So you think that the expo will probably be on a, from Focus on Growth, be on a DVD or...
It will be at some point. I'm not sure if they have it available yet, but it will be.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, they were recording all of it.
Have you guys heard of the Get Motivated seminar that comes to Spokane, July 11th?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My 11th?
Zig Ziglar.
No way, Zig Ziglar? Sorry, I didn't mean to get excited. I was reading his book. Taken.
It's during the day. I think it starts at 9, does it?
No, I think it starts at 8 a.m. in the morning. It's pretty early. They open the doors at 6:45, I think, and it's an all-day thing.
Where is that located at?
Rhonda's getting the information.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Yeah, Wednesday, July 11th. The doors open at 6:45. It begins at 8 o'clock.
Bye.
See you later.